Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Faisal, we posed a question before the break about if we had a healthcare system that could create a pill, and that pill would allow you to take it today, and you would know you could live to age 200 healthy.
Healthy.
Would you take the pill?
Okay.
What do you say?
So we had this discussion before the commercial or during the commercial break. And you and I have different answers. I don't think I'd take the pill.
And I said instantly, absolutely, give me the pill.
Why?
Well, because I thought about all the things it would allow me to do. I've got lots of interests, right? This has been a great career, don't get me wrong, and I'm going to enjoy this right through to the end. But wouldn't it be fun to do something else for 20 or 30 years and become an expert in something? That, for me, could be studying history. Right? I could go back to university and study history and then be a history professor. Right? I love archaeology. I'd love to go and do a dig somewhere sometime. Some point in that 200 years, I'm going to Mars. Right?
I just thought you wanted to live longer so you see if all the Star Trek shows that you watch actually come true.
I've told my girls that they can be anything they want to be as long as it's on a starship, so I get to go. Right? So I can just skip that. I don't have to put that pressure on them. I can go. So my thought was initially when you said, you know, when we you posed this question and my instant reaction was, man, that would give me so much time to do all these cool things without the pressure of thinking about what the next 35 years might look like, you know, age expectancy today.
I like where we are from a life expectancy perspective in this country. And you can take 83 years of age for male on the life expectancy, and we plan for 90 to 95 for our clients. I'll even go to 90, 95. But to add an extra 100 years.
So why would you say no, though? Let's think about the perspective, right? You've said, no, I don't want to do any of those other things. I want to be done at a certain time. What would drive that?
I think it's too long. I think that's that runway of 100 plus years is way too long. And I like the fact knowing that it's less than 100, personally. I like the fact knowing that assuming I can be healthy, and literally it's healthy and then dead. Like there's no not healthy in between.
Right,
okay.
Yeah. No suffering in between.
I don't want to have 100 years or 20 years of unhealthy.
No, got to be healthy.
So we understand the basic premise of this is that everybody is healthy and then all of a sudden they just evaporate.
Right.
Okay. So when I look at that and I go, damn, that's too long. I think 95 is too long.
Right. So that's in today's context, right?
But in the life expectancy of 95, you know what your body and your life will change to.
Healthy.
I can still be old and healthy. Health is a relative word to the age category. My perception is that you're not going to be, and I'm 48, a 48-year-old's health for the next 155 years. I don't assume that.
Well, that's what if the pill did that?
Still.
That's surprising.
Still.
I get it if you're thinking about what.
That's 152 more years.
Fantastic.
Forget that.
Are you kidding me? Think all the cool stuff you could do.
Think about how progress doesn't evolve then.
What do you mean?
What happens from one generation to the next generation is evolution of thought, innovation, the forward progress of society.
You don't have to slow that down, though.
If that pill is out there, it's not just for Faisal. It's out for everybody.
Okay.
Now, everybody can live. And think about the people we don't want in the positions of power in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have another 100 years,
mm-hmm.
150
could.
Years. Nope. Nope. I like the fact that there's a short-term end date, because that
now you're
pushes
about the
people
negative,
to
though.
Evolve.
It's about the bad people.
But that will. That's part of the. That's the side effect of taking the pill.
And you know what? Solutions would evolve for the bad people.
I just don't like it.
Right.
I just don't like it.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
It doesn't settle for me.
I was actually super shocked when you said that.
Yeah, and to me, it's more of, let's just maximize what we can in this time, because if I got another 152 more years, it slows everything down.
Not necessarily. Again, that's an assumption you've made. Why? Why would you slow down? You're like the Energizer Bunny. You'd never slow down. Yeah. You do 1,000 more things.
The context of what we look at in regards to time would change.
It would.
And if that runway is longer, it makes me something inside's getting triggered here, bud. Like, yeah. I have no idea what it is.
I know what it is. I know what it is with you,
okay,
for sure.
Tell me.
You love to work at a certain pace and a certain intensity, and you would be totally afraid that that intensity and that pace would change because you'd put things off. You'd procrastinate thinking you have more time. I know exactly how you work.
I think you're right.
Yeah. But I think that's not necessarily a fair assumption.
So here's what, with this question in mind, this pill, you can live 150 years longer, or you can live to 200. The premise that we put on this is that you're going to be healthy throughout your life.
Correct.
Okay, so we've established the Maslow's, or the hierarchy of needs for an individual, is health. Then the conversation went into the studio, and there was something else that was brought on. Well, as long as I can maintain my lifestyle. If I had enough money. And then, well, would you work that whole time? Because technically, if you're 48 years of age, you're technically 33 years of age,
right,
in the lifespan, or you're only one third of your life in. You've got two thirds to go. That means your work career could be even longer.
Yeah,
you know,
that will trigger people.
Right, because you don't all of a sudden have so much more money you can live
forever,
for another 100 years.
Right.
That's our biggest problem, is longevity now.
Right.
So you need enough wealth, or you need to be working and have income coming in for longer periods of time. Well, if that's a concern, no, I don't want to live longer because I have to work, then are you happy with what you do? Or there's a financial piece to this.
Yeah.
So I look at this question, and the conversation that comes out is first health, then wealth. So it's health and wealth.
Yep.
Are your areas of concern?
Yep.
What else concerns people if this was a pill?
Those are the two big ones.
Now, now our producer brought on something. Well, it depends if everybody else took the pill. Because the people around me that I want to spend my experiences and have enjoyment with, if they don't take the pill and they live less than I do, I don't want to be not around them for... Could you imagine, you're 48, my friends and family members are gone by the time I'm 100, and I've got another 100 years without them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay, so now we're building this base of health, wealth, and lifestyle, family, connection. It's very interesting when you start talking about these things. What's really important?
Right.
So take a 100-year retirement, or take a 25-year retirement, or whatever that number is. Those three are exactly the same.
Yeah, you know, so where I started going, where I was thinking about, we got to wrap this up pretty quickly, is this is a really fun, it was a fun conversation in the studio. Now, I think it's a fun conversation we're having here, but we talk about helping people go through retirement. We don't have that pill. But it is fun to think about all those things that you would do or not do. That's the 31 exercise list that we talk about for couples,
yes,
right? So think about this. What is it you would want to do? Try to write down what your bucket list experiences are, and shoot for 31. You, and if you're with a partner, your partner, do it separately.
Don't talk to each other about it. Don't look at each other. Be in separate rooms.
Right.
Write these out and don't share it. Come back to the table with your retirement specialist and go through and watch what's different, what's the same.
Right.
What's important to you, what's not important to you. It's very interesting. But just in this conversation alone, we've uncovered health, wealth, connection, family, friends.
Family, friends, you bet.
That piece is your, regardless. So when you're going through retirement, regardless of how long it is, if it's 5 years or 200 years, those three are your biggest foundation,
100%.
Pillars of retirement.
Right.
So when things are not in sync with one of them, it causes turbulence in this overall view. So that's what we're going to talk about at our upcoming seminar.
Perfect.
On Tuesday, March 21st, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel. You need to reserve your seats for this. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register. Now, in this session, you have concerns about health. You have concerns about leaving money behind or legacy to your family members or friends. You have concerns about income for the rest of your life, however long that is.
That's right.
You have concerns about how am I going to be able to grow my money so I can do all the things I want to do on my list mm-hmm. of things. That this foundation of health, wealth, and connection is what's really important, and we're going to solve those problems with our process at our seminar. Again, you have to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay, Faisal, markets were wild again. They were volatile again this past week. Let's talk about why and how to protect yourself from that. Join us after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.